Welcome to Connection Point, GovConnection's podcast series focusing on strategies and trends in infrastructure, green IT, mobility, data management, and much more. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and today's podcast features Catherine Crawford. She is a Unified Communications Specialist with GovConnection, and thanks for being on board today, Catherine.
Thank you, James. Glad to be here today.
Now, really diving right in, Catherine, I want to explain up front here what Unified Communications, or UC for short, really, what does it encompass?
Well, Unified Communications is the new standard for how a new workforce expects to communicate, in a bottom line. Those communication needs may include things like phone, email, presence, voice, IM and chatting capability, and services like faxes. Today, those are the types of needs that people in the industry are looking for to lower their operation costs and communicate more effectively.
And really, it's combining all of these things. So maybe you can be viewing your faxes on your PC instead of having to go pull out the paper from the machine, or being able to see through an IM client whether someone is on the telephone right now or out of their office, and that being updated automatically, not relying on the individual to go into the client and change "I'm out to lunch" or "I'm on a call," those types of things.
Absolutely. It's implementing and automating all of these applications together so that all forms of, whether it's human or computer devices, can communicate into a common user experience.
It seems like one of the biggest benefits then of a UC plan is flexibility for the workers, choice of how you're going to communicate, and obviously kind of leads to productivity gains. Those seem to be some of the key benefits. Anything I'm missing there?
No, I think you're exactly right. It's going to give the employees much more productivity in their work hours during the day, but not only that, the ability to be more flexible as to when they want to work. Possibly they get most of their work done between 4 a.m. and 10 a.m. because that's when they're up. By having remote access and taking advantage of some of these unified communication applications, they can do that. And then maybe have time, personal time to themselves from 10 a.m. until 2, and then it's making them work when they want to work instead of an 8-to-5 job anymore.
Let's talk a little bit about companies here. First off, some of the key names that we should keep an eye on that are really leading the charge, the technology development on the unified communications front.
I would say that Cisco is probably leading the pack today. They have some very impressive unified communication applications that are out there today. But Avaya is also coming in second, I would say. And there's other folks like Nortel and Mitel that are out there also.
And what about the industries that have been adopting unified communications? Has it been in the world of kind of high-tech companies? Have you seen it in financial services, healthcare? Who's been a leader there?
That's a really good question. Everybody is talking about unified communications. But in particular, I've seen a lot of integration into the healthcare industry. They really have a means with the type of business that they do to take advantage of unified communications in a much deeper and in-depth way than the normal commercial operation may, if you will. They have a lot of nurses that are running around, a lot of doctors that need to have remote access to records instantly. They have the need to get answers on health issues immediately, more as we all know, we all want to know what's going on a lot quicker than possibly back in the day because we're being more educated about what types of health issues are occurring these days. So for a quick little example, I mentioned Cisco as one of the front leaders. They have a wireless system which uses a unified communication application that allows doctors to actually view your EKG right on their phone as it's happening. That's a big benefit to the industry.
Yeah, that's definitely a very cool application. We're in a recession here in 2009. And a lot of IT shops are having trouble passing projects and getting budget to make spend. Is there an argument that unified communications can actually lower kind of your total cost of ownership of your communication tools, your phone networks, those types of things?
Sure, absolutely. As we move forward with this emerging technology, we have available to us total cost of ownership tools that we can take advantage of. But if we don't have that at our fingertips, there's great argument out there for folks who are running older PBX systems that are probably costing them a lot of money to maintain. They have multiple lines coming into their organization that they're paying on a monthly basis that they can easily consolidate into fewer lines by taking advantage of voice over IP and the unified communications.
And Catherine, what do you expect kind of moving forward as we move through 2009 into 2010, say the next 12 to 18 months? Are there any kind of major trends or developments on the horizon for unified communications?
I would say that we're almost on the verge of what I know of now to be full unified communications and collaboration with the ability to be available 24/7 and get your information immediately from listening to your email and viewing your voicemails wherever you are in the world at any time during the day. And that's just going to be more built upon from the players in the market and made more robust as we move along. And we'll see a lot of wireless, more wireless applications coming into play there that will reduce the cost of operations across multiple industries like healthcare, financial, retail.
If someone has been evaluating unified communications and is kind of on board with the ideas, understands some of the benefits and, you know, kind of wants to move forward, what would you give as one or two tips for kind of a starting point to implement a unified communications project?
I would say that they need to evaluate their current situation and look at their current PBX and see if it can accommodate unified communication applications such as, can you integrate teleworkers? Can you do video conferencing? Can you add an application to your PBX that will allow you to do a little bit more integration across your network? Those types of things are the starting point to discovering whether you may want to have a unified communications discussion.
Catherine, I do want to thank you for your time and your insights here today. I also want to thank the audience for taking time to join us. If you do want more information about unified communications or any other IT services or offerings, you can contact your GovConnection account manager. You can also go online to govconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us.